Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. What is up, hot stuff? I hope you're doing well. I hope that you are having a fun and safe and healthy holiday weekend this weekend, and that you are kicking off your week on the right foot. Now, listen, I typically plan these episodes with you in mind, right? I frequently go over on Instagram and I'll ask you, hey, what do you need to hear right now so that I can bring you exactly that? But I got a DM recently that was kind of interesting, and I wanted to pick your brain about it, okay? Because this beautiful woman said, you know what, somehow you always know what I need to hear. You always know what I need to hear. Somehow I'm having a week and a particular problem arises, or I'm having particular thoughts, or I'm in a particular situation, and you pop up on a Monday with an episode that relates to those things. And it blows my mind how you know every time what I need to hear. Now that's beautiful and so, so kind of you. But here's the thing. I want you to take some of that ownership back. I want you to carry some of that power because honestly, friend, you know you best. You know you best. And so today I have a little bit of a project for you because I want us to flip that to be able to say, hey, me, human being that is the only constant in this life that I have, I know what I need. Current me might not know, but I know that future Emily is going to experience moments that have been similar to ones that current Emily has experienced, right? To situations that I've experienced in the past and had to navigate in the past. And so maybe current Emily might have a thing or two to say about those situations. Now, when you're in it, right, when you're in it, in the depths of whatever that is that you're experiencing, you're not able to think as clearly. You're not able to react in the ways that you might want to. And so we do need to go to other things to seek out, you know, what we need to hear in that space. But today, I want you to take that power back. I want you to step into your courage and give yourself some direction. I have a little project for you, because the more that we do this together, the more that I sit in your passenger seat like I have for the past 2 years, the more I know that the words are great and all. The words are great and all, but action is where it happens. I know this, you know this, action is where it happens. So today, I want you to get started on a little project. Not for me. For yourself. I want you to write a couple of letters to future versions of you that might experience a situation that current you can speak to. So that when we do get there, when we do find ourselves in those scenarios, we don't have to wait for an episode of the Kind Mind Project to say exactly what we need to hear. We have it. And how powerful is it to know that it already came from you? How powerful is it to know that you already had pieces of wisdom and advice and peace that you could bring this future version? So I have a couple of letters that I'd like you to write. And then I want you to get creative and really get intentional about the woman that you already know. the woman that exists today, the current you, that has walked this far in life and has experienced all sorts of different things, has learned all sorts of different lessons. I want you to get creative and give yourself some of your own prompts that you can use for the future. Before we get there, I want you to start with this. I think we can all remember back to when Pinterest first came around, right? Pinterest first came around and everyone was pinning all these cute things that they did for their significant others and all these gifts that they made, and the world really got creative, right? And one of the things that I saw circulating everywhere that I always felt should be applied to ourselves is this idea of open when letters. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't, but this stack of letters all in envelopes for specific situations. And you give that to your significant other or this person in your life so that they have what they need when they need it. Maybe it was a letter that said on the outside, open when you need to remember that I love you, or when you're missing me. And a lot of people use this for things like long-distance relationships. A lot of folks in high school really jumped on this bandwagon. But I think this is also something that we can apply to ourselves. So I'm going to start you off with a couple. And I want you to, of course, give them some time, right? Carve out some time to be able to do this for yourself. First of all, I want you to write one letter that on the outside says, open when you need some courage. Open when you need some courage. And in this letter, I need you to write about a time when you felt the most courageous, when you felt the most resilient, the most powerful. Maybe that's a big scenario that you got through. I need you to write a letter to a future version of you that doesn't believe she's able to do that, that is forgetting that she has done that before. So your first letter is for you to open when you need some courage. But I also want you to write a letter to a future version of you that can open this when they feel like they don't have direction. Open when you're feeling lost. I imagine, my friend, that you felt lost before. So have I, many a time, right? But I also have watched myself, and I'm sure you have too, seek that direction and feel like you're back on track and feel like you're moving somewhere, right? So open when you need some courage. Open when you're feeling lost. And also, one for you to open when you're not feeling enough. If you have listened to the Kind Mind Project for a while, you know that I am in the process of writing a book with two incredible human beings. And those are the three things that thus far we have built our book on. Our hope is that by the time you finish our book, this book that is not even in paper form yet, our hope is that by the end of that experience, you feel better able to step into your courage, to seek direction, and believe that you are enough. And I want you to start with your own words. My words are great and all, but they're not yours. Your mentor's words are great and all. That chick you follow on Instagram, her words are great and all, but they don't matter. They're not from you. Imagine how much more impactful it would be to find yourself in a situation where you could say, oh, wait, I prepared for this. I prepared for this. I had things to say. I might not feel it right now. I might not remember it right now. But previous Emily, man, she did me a favor. She did me a favor. So there's your first three. Open when you need some courage. Open when you're feeling lost. And open when you're not feeling like you're enough. And start there. Those are situations that you have been in before. You know them well. Right? You know them well. You've also persevered through them. In some way, you have gotten through those three scenarios. So what do you wish you could have said? What would you have said in that moment? If you had known what you know now, what would you have said? Get specific. Remind that woman of these times that she has exercised her resilience through. Remind her. Because in the moment, she'll forget. Well, that's okay. Because you're preparing for her. You're paving the way for her. You're reminding her that that past version did it once before, and this future version can do it again. There's your first three. And if you're feeling like you're up for the challenge, I want to give you two more. If you're up for the challenge, I want you to write one for when you need a kick in the pants. For when you need a good old-fashioned tough love kick in the pants. I also want you to write one for when you need to be reminded of what's important. What's important to you? Where you actually want to go. Think of the amount of times where you have been distracted by things that don't matter. By things that like to have us stray away from what we actually want out of this life. So if you're up for the challenge, there's your extra two. Okay, if you're an Enneagram 3 over there that has to take it to the next level, first, I feel you. Secondly, there you go. But now you have your work cut out for you. You have some writing to do. I, of course, hope to see those letters up on your Instagram story, tucked in their envelopes for future you to utilize. Make sure you tag me over there and let me know that we're taking action. I'm not just sitting over here in your passenger seat, shooting you words when you need some words. Okay, you also have the words. So let's jot them down. Let's step into our courage. Let's seek some direction. And let's believe that we're enough. Give yourself the tools to be able to make those statements true. All right, my friend. Get to work. I'll talk to you soon. Dude, thank you so much for including the kind mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the kind mind and let a girl know. Okay? But until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much and you stay kind to that freaking mind.